Welcome to this IG Trade in the Markets podcast with a look ahead to some of the trading opportunities starting Monday, the 22nd of April. And it is a week packed with earnings. Not much on Monday, but as the week begins to get going, you'll see there's a lot of stocks to watch out for. A lot of those trade or sessions on the IG platform, which means you can trade them either before or after the opening close of the US bell when those companies report numbers. Also, it's a big week in terms of some of the major economic data due out as we look ahead to some of the central bank activity as well. But let's begin, first of all, on that Monday, the 22nd of April. By the middle of the European trading day, we'll have had the UK CBI industrial trends orders out for the month of April. Interesting insight into what's happening in that particular sector. Also, Eurozone consumer confidence flash for the month of April. In terms of earnings, I said it's a fairly quiet day. We've got the German software house SAP on its first quarter numbers. And later on in the morning in the US, Verizon Communications on first quarter numbers. Tuesday, 23rd of April, which is, of course, St. George's Day, Shakespeare's birthday. We have overnight the Japanese Jibun Bank Manufacturing Services PMI flash number for the month of April. And that kicks off a whole raft of PMI data out across France, Germany, Italy, Spain, the Eurozone, the UK and the US as well. So by the end of the day, we'll have a pretty good insight into where we are in terms of economic activity. It's some of the only real forward-looking data that we ever get on the economic calendar. So it could well have a steer on the yen, on the euro, on the US dollar, on sterling. It depends on how this data comes through, but it certainly will give us a better idea as to how things are traveling. We also get the UK public sector net borrowing for the month of March, another number doubtless that will be something that the incumbent government will not want to hear. Not that the government's expected to win the election whenever it happens this year, but we'll have to see how things develop in that direction as a separate standalone. Later on in the day, we also get US new home sales for the month of March. Earnings begin in earnest on Tuesday. Before the bell here in the UK, we get full year numbers out from Whitbread, Anglo American on a first quarter production report, and Associated British Foods on its first half numbers. In the French markets, we get Renault first quarter sales. Also first quarter sales as well from the luxury goods company Kering, who has recently suggested that things are not going as planned and indeed gave a profit warning around the poor sales of such as Gucci on its books. We'll have to see how things are developing there in the first quarter. Swiss drug company Novartis on first quarter numbers, and we also got Q1 for Deutsche Börse. US markets, a number of companies trading all sessions on the IG platform kick in with earnings for the first quarter. We've got General Motors, McDonald's, Alphabet, Tesla, Lockheed Martin, Visa. We've got UPS, Halliburton, PepsiCo, Philip Morris, a number of companies there which you will be able to trade on the IG platform. Want to find out more about how to trade all session stocks, just dial it into the search bar on IG.com. Wednesday, 24th of April, we begin overnight with the trimmed mean CPI from the Reserve Bank of Australia in the Australian economy. This gives an insight into some of the inflation pressures within Australia, or indeed maybe not the case as we see inflation begin to pull back. And indeed in Japan, we've seen the first print below 3% for a long while, indicating that the Asia-Pac region might actually have peaked, and we'll see further declines in trimmed mean CPI in Australia. German IFO business climate comes out for the month of April later on, and later on still we get retail sales in Canada, US durable goods and the weekly EIA crude oil inventories. Earnings out here in the UK, the world's largest listed silver producer, Fresnillo, on first quarter production. Then we get the packaging company, Bunzl, on its trading statement for the first quarter. Reckitt Benckiser, been lots of concerns about the outlook for that particular stock recently, first quarter trading statement. And we get an interim trading statement as well on the first quarter from Lloyds Banking Group, the first of the major banks here in the UK to produce numbers. French markets, the Europe's largest supermarket company, Carrefour, on first quarter sales. Roche, Q1. Danone, we've also got the food group producing sales numbers for the first quarter. And one of the world's largest brewers, Heineken, on a first quarter trading statement as well. Lots of all session stocks in the States to watch out for on Wednesday. After the bell in the evening, we've got IBM on first quarter numbers. Meta Platforms, the owner of Facebook, another one out after the bell, as indeed is Ford Motor, also on Q1. Before the bell that day, airplane company Boeing on first quarter figures, and AT&T, the comms company, also on its Q1. Thursday, we get German GfK Consumer Confidence, UK Distributive Trades. We get our first look at the US Q1 GDP growth, the preliminary numbers coming through. Expectations are that this could well be a robust number, with the US economy quite clearly relatively happy with interest rates at current levels. There are concerns about the amount of money that are being paid now in debt. Debt financing is well over $1 trillion a year in the States. And it's hoped that at some point in the not too distant future, the Fed will start to cut interest rates. But that date seems now to be being pushed out. U.S. initial jobless claims, wholesale inventories, and U.S. pending home sales as well for the month of March in the States. Another day of earnings across the world. AstraZeneca, Barclays, Unilever, LSE Group, Schroders, Travis Perkins, WH Smith, Sainsbury's, Persimmon, to name just a few here in the UK, which we'll be following up on in the early morning call. Many stocks there could well steer the FTSE 100 in either direction, depending on how good those results are. In the French markets and across Europe, we've got Hermès, first quarter sales, Nestlé, Q1, Dassault Systèmes, Sanofi, Delivery Hero, HelloFresh, ST Microelectronics, Deutsche Bank, Airbus, and BNP Paribas. Again, just a short list of stocks worth watching on the European markets on that Thursday morning. Later on in the morning in the US, we get Bristol Myers Squibb, Merck, and Comcast, Altria as well, coming through with numbers, Caterpillar as well before the bell, and American Airlines. After the bell in the evening, one of the world's largest companies, Microsoft, comes through with earnings for the third quarter, fiscal third quarter numbers out from MSFT after the bell, and Intel, Q1 numbers for the business too. On Friday, we get one of the few central banks out with rates this coming week, and it's the Bank of Japan on interest rates. Now, April the 26th was meant to be the point at which the Japanese economy would see a meaningful liftoff in interest rates and a tightening of monetary policy. Interesting to see just what the Bank of Japan has to tell us. But CPI certainly recently pulling back. Maybe not something necessarily the Japanese economy wants to see in too much depth in terms of pricing, because it wants to see pricing lift away from those decades of deflation. But we also get the BOJ quarterly outlook report as well, which will doubtless be interesting and could affect the Japanese yen and so too the Nikkei 225. Here in the UK, GfK Consumer Confidence out overnight, Japanese Tokyo CPI, then later on in the morning, French Consumer Confidence, and US Core PCE prices, something the Fed watches with interest, ahead of the Fed interest rate decision on the following week, US personal income and spending, and that weekly Baker Hughes rig count as well later on in the day. Here in the UK, we round off a week where we've seen a number of banks reporting earnings, with NatWest on first quarter numbers, also the publisher Pearson on a first quarter trading statement. In the French economy, French markets, Total Energy on Q1 numbers. And later on in the day, to keep the oil theme going, before the bell opens, we've got all session stocks, ExxonMobil and Chevron, both on first quarter figures, along with Colgate-Palmolive, another company reporting first quarter before the bell in the States. And that's it for a wrap up of some of the events to watch out for, and I should say only some, because the list of earnings does continue on into further depth. We're looking there for the week starting Monday, the 22nd of April. Have a good weekend.